holding the fort down at the Pinedale end. Michael Anderson and I are sitting here at the audio controls. Hey, want to introduce you to Michael Anderson. He's new to town, but this guy understands audio, sound, DJ gigs at a wedding.
That's what I love to do.
This guy loves technology, and the blessing I have in this forum is that he's going to run the audio, so I don't have to.
Yes, I'm the fader rider.
Yeah. All right, well, we're just about ready to start. The candidates are taking their seats right now. We do want to thank three of our sponsors making this broadcast possible. One is Aflac, and that is James Thomas. Remember, James Thomas is an Aflac agent. Now, Aflac is not to replace your existing health insurance. Aflac. Yeah, you be the duck. How's that? You quack, I'll read. That'll work. Aflac is insurance for daily living. In other words, when you have something seriously go wrong, yeah, your medical insurance pays the doctor and hospital, but who pays for all the other problems? This is what Aflac is all about. It's affordable. They have a range of products that fit most budgets. And James Thomas in Pinedale at High Mountain Real Estate is your Aflac agent. Happy to talk to you. Also, we want to thank another sponsor, Tree and Lawn Care. Hey, some of these trees are looking pretty unhealthy in the area, and we want to go ahead and have you get hold of Tree and Lawn Care, and they will be able to take care of maybe bringing those trees back to life, along with lawn and tree fertilizing. Call for an appointment, 859-8629. That's 859-8625. And also a big thank you to No Hassle Auto Glass.
Yes, very much thank you.
Now, why are they no hassle? They're no hassle because they bring the mobile lab to you, and they fix your windshield or whatever broke in your vehicle right there. So No Hassle Auto Glass, able to help you out if you have a problem with your auto glass. Well, tell you what, I think we're going to switch over now to the house sound system here, and I think we're about ready to start. Well, good evening, everybody. We're ready to start our forum, the first of two forums for the political candidates that will be on the primary ballot in Sublette County. We have quite a turnout tonight. Interesting to see. We only have one vacant chair. I'll explain that one in a moment. But thank you to everybody who's tuned in KPIN Radio. You might want to call a friend that's interested in this election. Tell them to turn their radio on, and they can hear this broadcast. Better yet, if you're in the area, come on out to the Senior Center in Marbleton. Now, this is the new Senior Center at a new location. This is on East 1st Street, and that's where you go between Napa and the Marbleton Town Hall. Come on out, join us, and if you want to ask these candidates a question, there's two ways you can do it. You can come to the forum, write it out on a 3x5 card. If anybody wants to ask a question, if you just raise your hand, somebody will run a card over to you, let you fill it out. Or for those of you listening on the radio, we have an email address that we're monitoring throughout the forum. It's forum@pinedaleonline.com. So if you want to submit a question, just email it to forum@pinedaleonline.com. And please indicate whether your question is for the county commissioners or for the state legislators. We'll be kind of doing them in two separate groups, and the questions will most likely be different because their responsibilities are different. Before we get started, would you join me by standing for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I mentioned that one of our candidates cannot be here tonight. That candidate is Jim Mickelson. Jim Mickelson is the chairman of the Wyoming State Fair Advisory Board. He is in Douglas right now and had quite a dilemma. He really wanted to be here, but he had made a commitment to the Wyoming State Fair. So we will play, when we do opening statements, a recorded two-minute statement from Jim Mickelson. But otherwise, if you have questions for him, you'll need to contact Jim directly. So Jim Mickelson, unable to be here tonight, but it looks like all of the other candidates are here and eager to get started. Why don't we go ahead and start with some opening statements. Starting at the far end and working across, let's start with Ernie Kawa, if you would like to give a two-minute opening statement. Ernie?
Okay, my name is Ernie Kawa. I'm a Republican candidate for county commissioner. And a lot of people say, well, what makes you qualified to be a commissioner? Well, according to state statutes, quite simple. You've got to be a citizen, got to be a resident of Wyoming, registered to vote, and 18. Ta-da, we're all qualified. Okay, the rest is up to the voters on what you guys are looking for in a candidate. You're looking for somebody to complete the diversity and experience you need that you feel the Board of Commissioners should have and to effectively resolve your local problems. Personally, I've worked for the Sheriff's Department for 20 years, on-hand experience, taking care of people in their moment of need. I was a dispatcher. If you ever picture a dispatcher, they're sitting in an office. At the time I hired on, there was one dispatcher and a jailer that went home at 10 o'clock and a couple officers out. Okay, the phone rings, 911, you got a fire, heart attack. Whatever the situation is, you've got to take care of it. There's nobody looking over your shoulder. Nobody to turn to say, what do I do next? It's all your responsibility. And that's what I've been trained for. I was trained, I've got almost 400 hours of specialized training, and part of it is critical incident communication, top quality management training, first line supervision, emergency management as part of my extensive training. I've managed people in the past. I've worked in upper management before. I am accountable for what I do, and I can provide leadership, have the experience and common sense to do the job. I've listed all my experiences on my website, if anybody would like to go there. And people are saying, well, what are you going to do with this economy? How are you going to handle it? The biggest thing is spend within your means. You improve the quality of life by providing better management. You become more efficient, leaner, and do the right thing the first time. If you're making decisions and making mistakes, you're doing it over, you're spending money, you're spinning your wheels, it just can't happen. And if you overspend, you need more money. How do you get it? More taxes, more taxes, more taxes.
Okay.
I have to kind of obey the stop signs.
I didn't even see the warning.
Let me give you another 10 seconds because I should have announced that on the far right where Don Ballew is sitting and over here on the left where Tyler is sitting, we have the timing signs. We caught you off guard. Take another 10 seconds.
Got a little
seconds.
Dingy bell or something like that? Okay, the bottom line is the commissioners run the county. It's time they stepped up and just did the job that you guys expect from them. Thank you.
All right, that was Commissioner candidate Ernie Kawa. Our next candidate to give an opening statement, Jim Latta. We don't have a mic for some reason. Now you're on.
Okay.
Let's start the time all over.
I'd like to clear up a couple of rumors. Lori and I do not have a house in Key West, Florida. And if I'm elected, I will be a full-time four-season resident of Sublette County. And the other one is the Sublette Center. I like the Sublette Center, and if you've been told otherwise, you've been misinformed. I served on the board there and was the chairman for two terms, and I am just as committed as ever to the needs of the elderly in all the facilities that we have in Sublette County. Why am I running? I think my experience in education can aid our county in sustaining a viable future. Sublette County has been a wonderful home to me the last 35 years. Lori and I raised our kids here and have been very happy to be here. And now I have enough time, I'd like to give some back. What's important to me, a quality road system, because roads serve commerce and commerce is our lifeline. The old and the young, the people that can't take care of themselves, deserve not only attention but funding from county government. I would like to continue to pursue the tax relief for individual property owners that has been chased some in the legislature. I think a positive relationship with federal agencies is extremely important. Many, many of our citizens rely on multiple use of public lands for their living. Last and maybe the most important responsible budget for the future. We must make sure that we set aside enough funding that we can wash the windows on all the beautiful facilities that we've built the last few years. I'll represent all of Sublette County. I have office hours in both Big Piney Marbleton and Pinedale. I intend to have advisory groups in both ends of the county. I feel my credentials put me in a solid position to serve our county. I have no personal agenda. I do not do business with the county, and thank you very much.
That was candidate Jim Latta. Proceeding down the row, our next candidate is one of our incumbent county commissioners, John Lim. John?
Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
All right. Thanks again for everybody showing up, and thanks for the newspaper and Cape Hine for putting this on. I think it's informative for the citizens, and it's great for them to hear our voices. They hear and read about us in the newspaper, these canned ads, but it's best that they can hear what we're saying from the heart. Being your commissioner for 8 years has been a great experience for me, and I intend to continue with the things that have been important with me for the next 4 years. The building we're in right now has been a real important part of what I've tried to accomplish. I think this building has proven that we need to invest in our community. I've looked at what we have as investments in our community. I think it's important that we improve the quality of life in Sublette County so that we can continue to have a great place for our families and our kids to raise their kids. Now, when I became a commissioner, I had heard all the usual things. You know, my uncle and my grandfather were both commissioners, and so I heard the things about, well, I can say no real good, or, you know, you've got to save money for the bad times, and all of those things, and then act like a big shot. But the Governor Friedenthal said something, and I think Joe will agree with me. This has been something that's been a little hard to get our arms around. He told us the county commissioners were the most important people in the state. And, you know, it's taken us a while to figure that out, I guess. Not that we're trying to act like the most important people in the state, but when you boil it all down and you think about the decisions that commissioners are making, they're dealing with people's property rights, they're dealing with people's lives, they're dealing with people's property, and it comes down to whether they can make a living on a piece of property or not. There's lots of different things going on. Those responsible decisions are what I'm committed to, and I intend to do that for the next 4 years the same way I have the last eight. Thank you.
Candidate John Lim speaking. Next in line, candidate Kay Malkowski. Kay?
Hi, I'm Kay Malkowski. I love Sublette County, and I want to be a part of the decision-making process. And the best way to do that is to be a leader in the county, on the Sublette County Board of Commissioners. I want to see the county progress into the future. I was born and raised in Sublette County. I graduated from Big Piney in 78. I attended Northwest Community College in Powell and married Jim Malkowski, and I moved to Daniel, and we moved to Daniel in 78. We raised and graduated two boys from the Pinedale School. They went on to receive their college degrees. Morgan is now a coal production supervisor in Gillette, and Matthew is a captain in the Army. He's stationed in Fort Rucker, Alabama. I've been personally attending the county commissioner meetings regularly for the past 8 months, where I've learned about the important issues of the county. Although the current board is doing an adequate job, and there are some issues that need to be addressed, prioritizing of the funding on how money is spent, some of the decisions and the consistency with those decisions, the need to have a detailed agenda that's available prior to the meeting to make informed decisions when the information comes into them. I'm a qualified candidate because I see the big picture. I'm not just a one-sided on an issue. I will not make decisions without being informed, and I have the time to analyze the issue. In order to make these informed decisions, I will use many of the available resources throughout the county and the extended area. Sublette County is blessed to have a vast array of industries, and I'll work with these industries to balance the different assets that we have. Serving as a commissioner is a huge time commitment. I realize that it's far beyond the twice monthly meetings. With my kids grown and out of the house, I have the time to devote to the community that has made this county home for multiple generations of my family. I have the time and the desire to commit to the job. I would appreciate your vote on August 25th. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Kay Malkowski. Our next candidate to give a two-minute opening statement, Rocky. His real name is Roman, but we know him as Rocky Piernick. Rocky.
Thank you. Most of you that are here know me. I've been a lifelong resident. I'm a third-generation Wyomingite. My great-grandfather came in on the covered wagons. I have no agendas. The only thing that I see relative to this county commission, the county commissioner has the ability to tax and to spend, and that's a tremendous amount of power. Now, my whole forte of approaching the commission would be to maximize the income. We have several things that we can address as citizens relative to why. And these questions, why, are extremely important. Why, for an example, is the gas that comes from Wyoming 20 to 50 cents a thousand cheaper at supply points than it is at, say, Mont Belvieu, Texas? These are questions, 20 to 30 cents per thousand cubic feet. Does anyone here know how many thousand cubic feet of gas this state expels a day? It's approaching 13 billion cubic feet a day at a substandard price. And these are the questions that I would address as a county commission. Let's maximize our income and minimize our expenditures. This money will not last forever. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rocky Piernick. Moving on, our next opening statement comes from Paul Rock.
Hi, everybody. My name is Paul Rock. I live up in Pinedale. I'm a Republican candidate for Sublette County Commissioner. I've lived in Sublette County for over 30 years. I'm a property owner, voter, business owner, veteran. I've got my own business as a certified general real estate appraiser. I actually know something about private property rights, and it's not just a talking point with me. as to what I would like to do, we hear be careful about judges who want to do too much, and as a county commissioner, I worry about people who want to do too much. I want to do what you want to do, and you have to tell me what that is. And when you do tell me what that is, I'm gonna say two things to you. One is show me the need for it, and then once you do that, I'll say, now show me where the money's coming from, and I want you to have a good answer for that. One of the things I am interested in doing is, kind of switching over the vehicles, and not only for the school district and the county, but anywhere we can, to switch them over to natural gas. We kind of have a glut of natural gas on the market. The market price is down. That market price is determined by things far beyond, our control here in Sublette County. However, I think we should use it when we can, and one way is to use it in our vehicles. I particularly applaud Encana for its efforts in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul Rock. Our next candidate is Courtney Skinner, and I might want to explain at this point that technically Courtney is unopposed. He is the only Democrat on the ballot, but we wanted him to have equal airtime with all of the other candidates, so we did invite him to participate, and Courtney, we're glad you're here. Seven Republicans, and squeezed in among them, Courtney Skinner, the lone Democrat. But Courtney, your statement.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you, audience, for being here, and thank you, all of the candidates. Please excuse me for not standing because it's a little treacherous here. I get excited and overboard in the statements. Want to thank you as Bob Rule, but I want to thank Dawn over here because she did put the only Democratic candidate on one end or the other so that we were missing out. I can only think when she did that I can think of Will Rogers and the statement he says. It helps to be rich if you're a Republican, but it certainly helps to have nerve if you're a Democrat. That's the way it is. If I were to say I have lived all my life in Sublette County, that would be a misnomer. I have family moved here from the Pittsburgh branch over in Metiche, Wyoming, when I was 6 weeks old. And they built a guest ranch at our local lake over there, so the lake in Pinedale, and become guides and outfitters. I prefer rather to use one of my father's statements that I've been all over the world and part of Sublette County, and I have saved the best part for last. It has been my pleasure and my delight to travel the last 6 years since the sale of Skinner Brothers across this vast county, chasing sage-grouse, pygmy rabbits, and lately here on of our most valuable of all resources, water. And with that is why I like, as your Democratic candidate, to represent you the people and be the voice of you the people in Sublette County Commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Courtney Skinner. And our last candidate, going back to the Republicans again, Doug Vickery. Doug?
That is on?
Yep, we got you on.
It is on, okay. My name's Doug Vickery, and I was not born in Sublette County, but I was raised in LaBarge, which for many years I thought was part of Sublette County. I graduated there out of the 8th grade and came to Big Piney High School, where I graduated in 1962. I had an opportunity during my high school career to stay with Richard Tanner, through the courtesy of both his dad, Francis, and Mom, Helen. I have an array of family and friends here. I guess the reason that I decided to run for this is because Sublette has been very kind to me. It gave me my wife of 50 years, Linda, gave us 3 wonderful children. And so it's just time, at some point in your life, to give back to the county that's been a beneficiary to you. I, like a lot of others, I don't have a hidden agenda. I just want to work for this community. I think it's important to do so. I think it's to give of your time, whatever that time amounts to. I've been around a little bit. I served 3 years as state president for the Wyoming Weed and Pest Council, made various sorties to Washington, D.C. on their behalf. I was a 10-year veteran of the wars, if you would, in an order buyer. And in that endeavor, I was able to meet virtually everybody in the agriculture business. And when you sit down with folks and you're sitting there trying to determine what their income is going to be, that might be the biggest thing you're ever going to encounter in your life. I got a 15-second stop, so I'll do that right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, candidate Doug Vickery. We're going to proceed with questions for the county commissioner candidates, but before the night is over, we'll be hearing from legislative candidates. We haven't forgotten you guys. We're going to come to you a little bit later. But just a little recap of who's here. We have all 8 of the county commissioner candidates whose names will be on the primary ballot, 21st of August. But another group I have not introduced yet are the people basically putting on this program. Seated at the media table, we have as a representative for KPIN Radio, you might call him a... What does Fox News call it? A contributor, KPIN contributor. How's that? You often will hear Bill Winnie on Posted and Sell on KPIN. Bill Winnie has in the past run for statewide and local office. This year he's not running for anything, so we can seat him here and everything's fair. Next we have Megan Rollins from the Pinedale Roundup, the editor of the Pinedale Roundup. Seated next to her we have Tyler Swafford. Tyler Swofford from the Pinedale Roundup. He's the general manager of the Roundup. And last at that table, we have Andy Setterholm, who is a news reporter for the Sublet Examiner. We appreciate all of you coming forward. These are the people who are going to take the questions that come in, see if they're appropriate for the candidates. In other words, legislators would probably be receiving different questions than the county commissioners. And often we get three or four questions that are almost the same, and these people will combine them into one common question. So if you have a question for the people up here, Don has got some index cards that you can write your question on. Raise your hand. Somebody will bring you one. Indicate whether it's for a county commissioner to answer, for the county commissioners to answer, or whether it's for the state legislators to answer. If you're listening on the radio, Don Ballou has the computer all fired up, printer, everything ready to go. The email address is forum@pinedaleonline.com. So to submit a question right now in live time, just email it to forum@pinedaleonline.com, and Don will take care of it. Also, let me introduce Don Ballou. We'd usually like to recognize the person who worked the hardest at putting this together. Dodd has been a real workhorse here. Don, thank you for everything you did to make this forum happen. She did a tremendous amount of work. And to the left of me, we have a newcomer to the Pinedale area, Michael Anderson. Michael Anderson comes from Florida. He and his wife sat down, studied the United States, said there's got to be a better place to live, and after extensive research, picked Sublet County, Wyoming. So, good choice, Michael. Michael is a professional audio person. He does wedding gigs, telephone systems, all sorts of electronic gadgetry, and what a relief tonight that he's sitting here running this out so that I'm not trying to jump back and forth, and he volunteered to come in here. If you need a DJ for your wedding, call KPIN. We'll give you his phone number and get you in touch with him, but he comes complete with speakers, mixers, microphones.
I try to do it all.
Pretty much does it all. So, Michael, we appreciate your volunteering to come in here and help with the technical hookup for the forum. All right, I think we're ready to go down the row with our first question. Do we have anybody who wants to go first here? I guess Bill Winnie's first in line. Bill, I'll let you ask the first question. Let's see if the mic works.
Gentlemen and lady, as future commissioners, work and projects always expand to fill the money available. How will you as a commissioner resist this tendency of bureaucracies?
Now, in order to not ask the questions of the same person first every time, we're going to shift one person, and that means Jim Latta will start this round of answers. Jim?
Well, Bill, I think you start by being conservative.
See if we got audio here. Okay.
Could you hear me?
Yeah, now you're on.
I think you start by being basically conservative and minding your money. I agree with you, by the way, that the more money there is, the easier it is to spend it. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, I think we need to be aggressive with the budget in setting aside funding for the future. As someone mentioned earlier, the good times don't last forever. There are some back here I've known a long time, and we've seen many ups and downs in the minerals industry. And we are a mineral state, like it or not. We're driven by the current state of affairs in minerals production. So you set aside money for the rainy day just like you would if you were running a business.
All right, that was candidate Jim Latta answering the question. Next we move on to John Lynn.
Well, the current commission has dealt with that pretty strongly. With the impacts that we've had associated with rapid development, we've had to prioritize all these different projects. We've come up with real innovative ideas of how to take care of impact. We've created some joint powers boards with the towns to help them through this. We've dealt with wages for our employees in novel ways through bonuses that we could maybe give back or take back rather than incremental raises in their paychecks. We've looked at the priorities on different projects, whether it's a want or is it a need. We've taken the opportunity while we had the money to improve roads. Those basic infrastructure responsibilities of a county. We've upgraded our cop vehicles. We've kept them in good shape. We've upgraded our road and bridge equipment. We've taken care of a lot of really bad safety issues on county roads. And I think we've done a great job in the past, and I don't see any reason why we can't do that in the future. At this point, the revenues are still exceeding the expenditures by roughly twice. So with good management, I don't see a problem with that. The commission has been strong about these projects overwhelming our revenues, and we're not running in a deficit by any means. We have plenty of reserves in the projects that we're committed to, for instance, the Sublet Center. I think that we should use some of that spending to go ahead and cover that cost rather than trying to ask the voters for more taxes or something like that.
Candidate John Lynn. Next answer, Kay Malkowski.
I would like to see us be very conservative with our money. I know talking to people that we can't tie up and commit future commissioners to holding an amount of money in reserve. I think there's realistically you can't do that because it's a statute that you can't break. At the same time, I don't see us wanting to nickel and dime stuff and say, well, you know, we want to cut corners because we don't want to spend money. So I think we need a happy medium there. We don't want to cut our nose off to spite our face because we're trying to save money when we really need to make sure we take care of what we've got.
Candidate Kay Malkowski. Next, Rocky Piernick.
Well, I'm probably the most ultra-conservative one in here, and my opinions relative to the expenditure is what is providing the absolute needs for the people of this county. Not something we want, not something we think is necessary, but providing that tax base for the needs of the county and the people that live here.
Rocky Piernick. Our next respondent, Paul Rock.
I think we have to have a discussion and decide whether we're fiscal conservatives or whether we're tax and spenders. I go with the fiscal conservatives. I think we need to develop an ability to say no. Thank you.
Candidate Paul Rock. Our next respondent, Courtney Skinner.
Well, I think the present county commissioners have done a remarkable, great job in managing the budget and putting the savings into it. The thing that I see happening in the industry and in the taxing is our priorities will shift to a different nature, and those natures are whatever the people may need or to handle the influxes that may happen again or they may not. But in the results of research, studying, and holding the line in regards to construction into costs and into such, I think is very much of a priority in making sure that the contracting end of the line for whatever the finances may be go. And certainly the priorities of the people, where our priorities lie. And I think that we're seeing a shift of our priorities in many, many items in the county.
Candidate Courtney Skinner. Our next candidate to answer, Doug Vickery.
Wants, wishes, and needs, not necessarily in that order. In the next year or two or three or four or five or whatever that time frame may be, we're going to have to look at what are the needs. Those will need to be funded first. And if we get too much of the wants and the wishes, then the needs at some point in time are going to have to take a back seat. Because you look at all the infrastructure that we've built, what we've got out there, you ask yourself, do we really need all of that? And if we do need it, then how are we going to fund it eventually down the road when it's time to replace the operational and expenses that are incurred in keeping these facilities going are astronomical. So I think it's funding the needs very first and then look and see, can we afford some of the wants, some of the wishes that we'd like to have. Thank you.
Candidate Doug Vickery. And concluding the answers, Ernie Kawa.
I think we ought to look at the tax assessments every year and see where they're at. If they go up, maybe we can spend a little more. If they go down, in the past, that keeps looking like we're just spending a little more. If the assessments go down, by God, you're going to have to do some cuts. And if you get a pie chart going and you kind of get an idea of what percentage of the pie, like the sheriff's department has and this and that, and you keep vigilance on this, you will see some departments may be getting bigger, some getting smaller, and that should be a guideline on what's going on. And another way to check these budgets to find out, to kind of keep everybody in hold, is you've got your budgets from July to June, and you've got a printout of who's spending what on what. Go down to the budget line and look at it maybe around May, April. I found out when I was working for the sheriff's department, the boss came up to me and says, "Oh my God, we still got $15,000 in the budget. We got to spend it. What do you want?" And that kind of stuff is totally ridiculous. You know, you can look at the departments, what they've got, and if you see spending drastically rise in the last month or two, you know they're just trying to spend the money. And I asked the man in charge, I won't mention his name, why are we doing this? And he says, "Well, you know, if we don't spend it, we won't get that much next year." That is a line of crock. If you don't need it, you shouldn't ask for it, and you shouldn't be penalized for not asking for it. Thank you.
Candidate Ernie Kawa, and that concludes this line of questioning. Before the next question, we might just comment a little bit about what do county commissioners do. The role of a commissioner is laid out in the Wyoming state statutes. It's written to include that the general rule is, quote, to care for county property and manage the business and concerns of the county in all cases where no provision is made by law. But the main role of the Board of Commissioners is financial, the appointment and levying of taxes. State and federal law allows counties to levy a certain amount of taxes and to apportion the funds brought in. With these funds, the commissioners build and maintain county buildings for the benefit of the county and settle all accounts, receipts, and other expenses of the county. The county maintains and builds roads running through the county, including both summer maintenance and winter snow removal. The statute makes it clear that maintenance is not required, however. Commissioners are asked to represent the county with cooperating agencies, including federal and state, such as the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, etc., in matters related to NEPA, land use planning, implementation, and management actions. The commissioners execute laws, ordinances, or regulations handed down by the state, and in some cases, like planning and zoning, they develop ordinances where no such state rule exists. So just a little summary of what these people will do when elected. Let's go ahead and do our next question. Remember, if you want to submit a question by email, it's forum@pinedaleonline.com. Send your email to forum@pinedaleonline.com. Dawn will receive it. She's hooked up right now to the internet, and we'll see if we can get your question worked in. Next, we're going to go to the Pinedale Roundup. Megan Rollins with a question.
Okay. So sticking with the economy and the gradual or not decline of natural gas prices, what role do you think the county can and or should play in increasing economic diversity within the county, encouraging other industries, and just a more diverse economic base?
And beginning the answers this time, John Lynn.
Well, it's a tough deal for county commissioners to be able to help diversify the economy. We have no way of attracting businesses by direct investment or tax relief, similar to what the state does for, like, the wind. They give a certain amount of relief from them, from sales tax, to help build wind towers. Well, we can encourage the state legislature to steer industries towards us. Now, granted, Wyoming or Sublette County does not have the wind quality that we would see wind towers here, but there is a lot of timber in Sublette County, and a lot of that timber went up in smoke
Now, it's going to be my intention to go as hard as I can to help to try to revive a little bit of the timber industry here in Sublette County. It's simple and plain to me when you see that the clear cuts were the things that were, that the fire went around up there, that clearing and timber management is better than letting the timber just burn up. So I'm going to push real hard when they revise the forest plan, which that will start very soon through the NEPA process that Bob mentioned. And the county will be a cooperator, and it'll be our job to help direct the direction of that forest plan. And I'm going to intend to see that they understand the economic benefit to Sublette County of building something with that timber rather than see it burn up. There are other ways of investing in our communities, and we've done that by some of the things that we're doing for amenities to get people to move here, and then other things that we maintain. For instance, our golf course, the Ag Center, those things all generate a certain economic benefit to the county and the communities because of their active participation, the thing people come and rope, but people come and rodeo, those sort of things. So I think there's a number of things that we can do. We're doing them right now. There's always a chance to do better and other industries that will be coming online.
Candidate John Lynn. Our next respondent, candidate Kay Malkowski.
I think the county commissioners have done a good job of trying to diversify what we have as an economy in Sublette County. We're obviously very dependent on the industry of gas and oil, but tourism is also a big asset, and our agriculture, and the county commissioners have always been really good about supporting anybody that needs to be supported as much as they possibly can, and I would certainly continue that project.
Candidate Kay Malkowski. Our next respondent, Rocky Piernick.
Well, this again is something that, as a county commissioner, these individuals have this authority to seek out enterprise and yet not conflict with private enterprise. In other words, excuse me, going into the encouragement phase of it instead of the actual execution of it. And this is something that has always been kind of a sore spot with me, is the county or the municipalities or the state delving into private enterprise. I think that's totally out of context and should not be done. What they should do is encourage any type of enterprise to expand and expel itself.
Candidate Rocky Piernick. Our next respondent, candidate Paul Rock. And as we get to this end of the table, we need to sometimes rotate the microphones a little bit to make sure that the microphone is aimed right at you. I know towards this end they're not always in the right position. But candidate Paul Rock.
One of the concrete things I'd like to see happen is to somehow get the White Pine ski area open. Now, having said that, the last thing I want is for Sublette County to take that over and it becomes another departmental empire nightmare sort of thing. But I think the commissioners can encourage that, the current owners of White Pine, to format that thing in some kind of legal entity where industry can help out, where the schools can help out, the towns can help out with that. I don't like the idea that the high school skiers have to go up to Jackson and come back at night and through that canyon in the winter. That's one example that can be done. And like in my introduction, when I talked about encouraging natural gas use for vehicles, I think that would help too. Thank you.
Candidate Paul Rock. Our next candidate, Courtney Skinner. Courtney, can you pull the microphone over to you a little bit?
All right. Thank you. How's that? I think in the boom and bust of the last 8 years, we have kind of forgot our history and we've kind of forgot our nature of the three major industries or incomes in the state of Wyoming. certainly the livestock, the cattle, the ranching. The oil and gas took precedence over a lot, and what was forgotten or lost was that of the recreation and the tourist industry. Not necessarily in the investment end. The fact, if Dan Budd would hear me say this tonight, he would give me heck, but we have all of the ranges of mountains. We have probably the best recreation area in the state, and it involves everything from our hunting and fishing. I would conclude to that we forget sometimes at a low or a how do you do or how may we help you will stop a person coming through this town on the way to Jackson and enjoy these things we happen to have, and that our skyscrapers are not made of steel but granite. Thank you.
Candidate Courtney Skinner. Our next candidate will be Doug Vickery.
Diversification, I believe, doesn't belong in the hands of government, but those who are the government, the people. And those of us who live here can only step outside and see what the good Lord has given us. That's our diversification. We can make use of it as we so feel. But to have government step in and help diversify, I think, is totally wrong. It impedes on the process of the individual to build and make his business better. I think innovation through a person's mindset can help make that diversification come true. I can't remember who said it, but I can remember the saying is that the best helping hand you can get is on the end of your arm. And I think, in fact, that's what we need to look at, is how to help ourselves, how to help the community, not have and rely on a government entity to bail those things out. Thank you.
Candidate Doug Vickery. Our next respondent, Ernie Kawa.
Well, I think we just got to open up our arms to other businesses, decide what kind of businesses you want in here. Tourism, we've got plenty of stuff to look at. Advertise it. You know, we've got guide service, hunting service. If you want more industries in here, figure out what kind of industry you want and just tell them what we got. I mean, do you go to any other state where they've got high income taxes and property taxes, and unions and everything else, and say, hey, you can relocate to Wyoming. We don't have an income tax. We've got low tax rates. You could send your kids to school, great school system. It's just a matter of deciding which way you want to go and go out and do a little bit of advertising. I'm sure people would be dying to come in here and set up a business if we knew what we had to offer.
Candidate Ernie Kawa. And our next respondent, Jim Latta.
You know, there's not a hell of a lot left. But diversity is important. I agree completely with Doug Vickery that government shouldn't play a role there. I think the role of government is to create a favorable atmosphere for successful business. You know, John, you can probably tell us what percentage of our taxes are paid by oil and gas. 90? Yeah, a lot. And that's the same in our entire state. You're not going to change that, I don't think. But encouraging new business to come through a favorable atmosphere is about the only thing I can see to do. Thank you.
Candidate Jim Latta. If my notes are correct, that completes that round of questions. And I think we're ready to go on to another one. Again, to the radio audience, if you want to submit a question, email it to forum@pinedaleonline.com. Again, that's forum@pinedaleonline.com, and indicate whether it's for a county commissioner, for the county commissioners to answer, or for the state legislature candidates to answer. We will be getting to the state legislators probably right after our break, but let's continue with questions for the county commissioners at this point. Switching now to the sublet examiner, Andy Setterholm, with his question.
Candidates, I'd like to switch over to environment. Our natural resources in this county include a lot more than oil and gas. Our environment and the natural beauty of Sublette County make it a destination for tourists across the nation. how would you promote a balance between energy development and the natural environment while working with state and federal agencies?
And we begin this time with Kay Malkowski.
I think it's important to be a very much a vocal and visible part of the meetings and the process that will determine what we have as far as regulations and how much we can use our multi-use. We can't say we're multiple use and then expect part of our industry, especially, to not be able to go up there and use our multi-use, whether it's BLM or it's Forest Service or it's state land. So I think we need to be very proactive. We can't not be very much a part of the process.
Kay Malkowski. Our next respondent, Rocky Piernick.
Well, most of our natural resources here burn up this summer, so we don't have much here to the west. And it, from what everybody says, it's burning again, or at least that's what the smoke is all about. So that leaves us our mineral resources. Our oil is just about gone, and that leaves us our natural gas. Now, other than exploratory exploration for drilling, which we have to encourage to try to find new fields within the county, that's where we should concentrate our efforts, finding new sources of revenue, because our old ones are totally exploited right now. Our recreation is dwindled. Our oil has dwindled, our natural gas will soon dwindle, and we better start looking for something new.
Rocky Piernick responding. Our next respondent, Paul Rock.
I think the best thing to do is to make sure everybody obeys the law. I mean, that shouldn't be so difficult, but there's protections in place, and the oil and gas industry does what it can to adhere to those laws that protect our air and water quality, and, you know, we just have to kind of pay attention to that, and if things get out of hand, if we have a problem with ozone or whatever, we have to, get together and deal with it, and you know, I think we kind of are at this point, but eternal vigilance is required here.
Thank you. Paul Rock. Next respondent, grab that microphone, Courtney Skinner.
Okay, again. Well, I kind of disagree with some of these statements over here. We have barely touched our natural resources. From our history, our heritage, our background, and everything else in this county. I think of Sublette County as the center of the state of Wyoming, and I think the center, or the state of Wyoming, as the center of this great planet, of the things that are there. For instance, our historical content of the Oregon Trail, all of the history, our dealing with in this area of a rancher out here, Lyman Clark, from my chasing pygmy rabbits on his land, called me a greenie. But he'd later become one of my best friends because he saw the value of those natural resources and our wildlife. And the contents of what we have to offer, it is out there, even if parts of it have burned and such. And it is our duty to protect and utilize those resources of our air and our water and what help we can give it. With the government agencies, I see that there is a tendency, and our county commissioners have worked very hard in a cooperative venture to join them in that. But in my opinion, it goes into a black hole, and nothing ever seems to come out of it except what our commissioners fight for and get.
Candidate Courtney Skinner. Also, just for the benefit of people that may have by now forgotten what the question was, an idea was presented. Let's send the microphone back over to Andy. And Andy, could you just quickly restate your question, especially the radio audience tends to come and go, and let people know what the question is that's being answered.
The question was, our natural resources in this county include more than oil and gas. Our environment and the natural beauty of Sublette County make it a destination for tourists across the nation. How would you promote a balance between energy development and the natural environment while working with state and federal agencies?
All right, that's the question that's on the table right now, and we now go to Doug Vickery.
I'm going to approach it just a little bit differently. Natural resources, we have a variety of those here. And the first ones that will come to play in most people's minds are agriculture, which settled this country, and the mineral industry, which right now is paying for most of what we have. But in my mind, there are three natural resources that come to the fore for me. One is the youth, because they're our future. The second are the older citizens, because they've been there. They've had the experience. And it's incumbent in my mind for the youth and the older generations to sit down and visit so we know exactly where we're going, because there is no way you can get experience reading a book. So it's incumbent upon that. And I said three. I think one of the most valuable resources we have, and it's been mentioned here a bit, is our water. Because you look around, we water here that won't spill if the cap is on it. If I go to have a beer after this, I will probably. It'll have water in it. We're going to flush a toilet, water. So what is there that we have that doesn't require water? My industry, agriculture, is completely dependent upon it. Oil and gas is also. So I think as a commissioner, as a commission, it is incumbent upon those people to do what they can within their guidelines to keep our water here, to keep our youth here, and to keep our senior citizens in a facility like this. Thank you.
Responding was Doug Vickery. Next, Ernie Cowa.
Okay, we're dealing with state and federal agencies. That's basically what we're dealing with. The only thing I can really think of here is to really get engaged with our legislators. This might be a good question for them on how they would deal with these problems. But you can go to meetings, you can give them input, you can beat your head against the wall, and they're still going to pretty much do what they want to do. It's like Doug said, the black hole, or somebody said it was a black hole to get into. I would engage the legislators, keep them aware of where we're at and where we're headed, and also I'd get some input from the oil and gas industries, because they're on the front line of dealing with these agencies. Ask them what kind of restrictions are holding you back. You know what the people of Sublette County want, and most of them want it too. They come out here, find beautiful mountains, fresh air. They want to leave it the same way. So I would ask for their input, and together with them, and get the legislators engaged, get them down here, and get them talking among the people, and maybe they can do some good. A commissioner, unless he's in Washington or unless he's in Cheyenne, he really can't do much. You can go to meetings and find out what's going on, but the legislators are the leading force in solving this problem. Thank you.
Ernie Cowell responding. Next, Jim Latta.
I don't think it's the place of county government to be directly involved in diversifying the industries in the county. As I said earlier, I think making a favorable environment for other industries to operate makes great sense. Probably the most important thing a county commissioner can do is to continue to promote a positive relationship with the rest of the cooperating agencies, BLM, Forest Service, Park Service, etc., and state agencies as well, to encourage the use of the assets that we have. Thank you.
And that was candidate Jim Latta. Next, John Lynn.
You know, this is a pretty big one, and it's a great question, Andy. I don't know whether you brought it up or the constituent in the county did. Air quality has been a big deal. When we're talking natural resources, of course, I view it the same as Courtney, I guess, when you think about air, water,
the things that we have here in the county, including our kids. One of the second motion I made as a county commissioner 8 years ago was that we would put $250,000 in reserve to fund an air quality monitoring station in challenge to industry and to the state DEQ that they would put in another air quality station on the west side of the valley so that we could understand what's coming into the county. Now, the problem with what we're doing here is that the agencies that we're making decisions on the federal land are using data that's not there. We're looking for baseline data on water. We're looking for baseline data on air. And the commission has been criticized pretty strongly because we didn't just go out there and turn the key off and kill this ozone thing. Now, there's nothing that we would have liked to have done better, but now how do you kill the ozone thing and kill all the jobs? There's just nothing that we could do like that, besides the fact that gas is in the ground where it's in the ground. We don't get to pick that part. And the gas companies are producing the gas as a property right. They leased it. The BLM is producing it just for tax revenue, and it's all going that way. Now, the commission has responded by doing air quality studies. We spent $900,000 on an air toxic study for the citizens to feel that we were being protected. We've dust suppression throughout the county. We didn't mag a road before I became a commissioner. We mag every road now. I know that's a sore spot for Doug, but that's just the way it is. We've been very supportive through the conservation districts of every water quality study that's establishing baseline data that we have now. We're coming up with novel ideas like habitat leasing to help with open space to give the ranchers another tool besides conservation easements. We've tried to get them to help us by novel ideas like busing their employees and others. So, thanks.
Candidate John Lynn. Now, we're going to spend a little bit more time with the commissioners than we are on the legislators because there's far more commissioners than there are legislators here. And once we start with the legislators, it's going to go pretty quickly. So we'll take a few more rounds here with the commissioners. And I think ready for the next question is KPIN contributor Bill Winnie.
All good party members support their party's platform. Well, you know, those of us over in the Hoback got a bridge to sell you if you believe that. If you've been down 191, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, where do you disagree with your party's platform?
Starting with the response, Rocky Piernick.
I have to ask, first of all, are you talking a national party platform, a state party platform, or the party platform of Sublette County?
Take your pick.
Well, the only thing I'm concerned about right here is what I can do for Sublette County, because there's nothing I can do at the state level, and there's nothing I can do at the federal level unless I'm a county commissioner, and then I have just a little bit more voice with the two upper entities.
Okay, pick that one.
I just did.
Okay, candidate Rocky Piernick. Our next respondent, Paul Rock.
I would have to agree wholeheartedly with Mr. Piernick here. I want to be a Sublette County Commissioner. I'm not running for President of the United States. Thank you.
Candidate Paul Rock. Our next respondent, this of course will be now a Democrat platform we're talking about, Courtney Skinner.
Well, as a Democrat, I don't really have any problems with their platform. It's the other side of the aisle on the Republican branch that I have the problems with. But I am a firm believer in whichever of the platforms. I believe that people in Sublette County, I believe that people in Wyoming, and people somewhat across the nation vote their conscience and vote for the person that will do the job. Certainly there's things in the platform that I can disagree with any which way and hopefully correct or hopefully make them work, whichever the case may be. And that's how I feel in regards to that. I could probably be an independent just as easy.
Candidate Courtney Skinner, our lone Democrat sandwiched in with the Republicans up here on the stage.
Our next respondent, Doug Vickery.
I'd ask Bill to repeat it, but I'm not sure I'd still understand it. So I guess I'm going to have to say just what I think. I don't know what all the platform is. Sorry. I'm just here to support the county in any which way I can, and if it means stepping on the plank of the platform, I guess that's how it would have to be. I was at one of those caucus meetings early on, and there was a list of stuff like that. Quite frankly, I didn't understand most of it. I'm here to help serve Sublette County if I am so fortunate to be elected, and I'll attack the planks of the platform as they show up. Thank you.
Candidate Doug Vickery. Next, Ernie Cowa.
I'm in the same boat as everybody else. I can't figure out what the heck you're trying to say here. First of all, I'm a conservative. I'll be available. You guys vote me in. I'll tell me what you want, and we'll get it for you. You know, it's just as simple as that. Thank you.
Candidate Ernie Cowa. Next, Jim Latta.
Bill, I think your question deals more with the state or national level campaign. I'm not sure that the county Republican platform differs a heck of a lot from the county Democrat platform. So I don't think it's germane to our discussion.
Jim Latta. Next respondent, John Lynn.
Well, I guess you think about it, there's seven Republican platforms up here, and granted they weren't all at the caucus and they weren't all the Republican platform that the representatives took to be considered, but I think we're all relatively on the same page as far as fiscal conservative general Republican values, so I don't know that I disagree with any of the Republican platform.
Candidate John Lynn. Next, Kay Malkowski.
I would have to say that I would agree with it. Basically everybody that's been up here. I don't see how a really strong agreement or disagreement with the Republican platform is going to be a huge issue in a local county commissioner's race. Thank you.
Candidate Kay Malkowski. All right, for our next question, we go to the Pinedale Roundup and Megan Rollins. Megan?
Sorry. Those answers were so fast. Okay, this question comes from the audience, and it's, what are the top three issues facing Sublette County? And they include the plea of be specific.
And we begin this round with Paul Rock.
What are the top three issues facing Sublette County, and please be specific?
What are the issues facing Sublette County? Please be specific. Is that the question?
What are the top three issues facing Sublette County, and please be specific? Is this on? Can anybody hear me?
Yep, we're hearing you.
Top three issues facing Sublette County.
One. I'd like to see better choreography at the commissioner's meetings. I want to see microphones so that people with hearing disabilities such as I have can hear what's going on. I want to make sure the executive sessions are not abused. I want to make sure that the agendas they're pretty threadbare now. I'd like some more information on those agenda items when they come out. That's kind of one. Two, just the declining revenues from the oil and gas industry that we're going to be facing in years to come and how we deal with that. We're going to, as revenues go down, you'd think spending would go down, and there's going to have to be some decisions made there. Third, I kind of going back to a previous question of diversifying as much as we can our economy so we're not
always so dependent on the oil and gas industry?
Thank you. Responding was Paul Rock. Paul, you got stuck with being first on that question. I think it'll get easier as the other people respond. They've had a chance to take notes. So we'll switch now to Courtney Skinner and let Courtney respond.
Absolutely, besides our environmentals, our air and our water and our quality of life are three of those. But I have one that, since I've had the privilege of exploring all of the southern end of Suffolk County and across its way and into the LaBarge, and that is that of unity. We are Suffolk County, and it worries me when we say a north or a south in that. I can only say it is Suffolk County for better or for worse. If anybody wants to succeed, it should be as we move from Daniel and Bondurant into another district, so I can't vote for only one of the gentlemen here in that and not our representatives. But as Red Green would say, we're all in this together, so keep your stick on the ice.
Candidate Courtney Skinner. Next, Doug Vickery.
I guess I'm going to reiterate some of what's already been said. I think Suffolk County is a community. I've been fortunate enough to be on both ends of it. And my wife threatened me if I called it South or North, so I'm just going to call it Suffolk County because, quite frankly, that's what it is. The continuity that we need is what we have as individuals, Suffolk County folks. That's what we are. We have a little different livelihood on different ends of the county. I didn't say north or south. I said ends. Some of us are more inclined to be into the oil and gas. Some of us in agriculture. Some of us in recreation. But it is still Suffolk County, period. The other thing, too, and Paul hit it on the head, he and I both are somewhat hearing impaired, although my hearing is, I kind of hear what I want and don't what I want, so I don't know how you figure that one. But the meetings, a lot of times, in the commission room are hard to hear because you have a lot of folks with their backs to the commissioner's table. And so I think it's very important, if you're interested to what goes on, to be able to hear and or, in some instances, see what they're talking about. So those are things that do need to be rectified, in my mind at least. And certainly if I'm there, if I have to, I'll bring a bullhorn because that's sometimes what you think you need to listen there. Is that two or three? I've rambled on here, can't remember. Have I gotten to two or three of those issues? Tricky question.
Got 15, one more to go.
15 seconds. Huh. Thank you.
Responding, Doug Vickery. Our next respondent will be Ernie Cowa.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Paul and Doug for visiting my website. I've been talking about the county commissioner meetings for a while. Anyhow, back to the topic. Three issues that Suffolk County is struggling with right now. We're in various different stages of resolving them, throwing them out, or whatever. And those three issues are the Sublet Center, White Pine, and senior housing. Thank you.
Ernie Cowell responding. Next, Jim Latta.
The three top issues start with a funding stream for the future. It's always about the beans. I think, secondly, care for our elderly and our young. And a third one, maintaining an attractive work environment to keep our young people in the county. Thank you.
Responding, Jim Latta. Next, John Lynn. John Lynn. My mistake.
Well, I can tell you what the Suffolk County Commission is grappling with now, and that's, I think, going to keep the focus for a long time, at least the second one. The first, which is the hot subject right now, is the Suffolk Center and the senior housing initiatives that we've got. We've decided to fund the one in Marbleton that's called Phase 1. Phase 2, there's still some planning effort going on to try to define affordable and still yet meet our needs and the cost and the cost of the infrastructure plus the cost of the maintenance on that. As long as along with that will be the cost and maintenance of the new sublet center. So that's a really big topic. The next topic that is really a big deal, and I'm not too sure most people realize this, but 50 to 75% of a commissioner's time is spent defending the multiple use to the federal agencies. We spend so much time reviewing documents and commenting on NEPA documents that you just can't believe what goes on between what we have to do to hire consultants and legal help to get through the NEPA process. And that's only going to get worse as more and more organizations try to, take away grazing because it doesn't suit, they want to take it away for water quality reasons, or there's somebody that wants to kill industry for whatever reason that they want. And it may be because they just don't want a drilling rig in their backyard. It may be because they live in another state and they want to see this country be all wilderness because of a map that says it's roadless. We spend most of our time at the table as cooperators and at home reading documents and trying to come up with comments that defend the multiple use. If you hunt or fish, you can guarantee that we're looking out for your interests. The last one, of course, is the revenue situation. The revenue could be really tough in the next couple of years because of the declining gas prices, but I'm worried that we're going to end up in the same situation that the schools were in where the revenue gets redistributed.
Responding was John Lynn. Next, Kay Malkowski.
I think the top three issues for Sublet County right now are certainly the Sublet Center and the fact that it's going to need to be built, it's going to need to be operated, and it's going to need to be maintained. And how that's done is going to be an ongoing issue for probably the next several years until it's built and the kinks worked out of it. Lack of revenue, projected revenue, I think is something we're going to have to deal with. The governor is talking 8% right now, and whether or not that continues down into Sublet County is just, we'll have to see. And our water quality and the fact that if it goes down out of our state, out of our county, we don't have it any longer. So we really need to be figuring out how we can use our water and better protect it for future generations. Thank you.
Kay Malkowski responding. Next, Rocky Piernik.
Okay, I'm going to re-announce the question, the top three issues facing Sublet County. And I've lumped these together into three specific categories. Number one, income. Now, that covers everything within the county as far as number two, the expenditures, and that it covers all of the expenditures, the monies that the county spends. Doesn't matter what it's for, it's expenditures. So we have income, we have expenditures, and the third thing that we have to have our most critical focus on is our environment. Now, the people in the upper area don't have near the impact from these fires to the west that we're going to face, not specifically now, but possibly in the spring, because we don't have much watershed left up there to hold any of the water. What we do have is going to go right straight into the stream beds and into the river, and once it gets to the river, it's lost to us forever.
Candidate Rocky Piernik. And that should complete the cycle of questions. I've just received word from the news table that they are ready to say that's enough questions. We are going to repeat this forum tomorrow in Pinedale at the Lovett Room at the Public Library, 6 o'clock. So if your question didn't get answered, I assume you'll hang on to some of the questions that were not answered. Maybe get to them tomorrow. And, of course, that also gives you an opportunity to ask questions tomorrow also. The same candidates, as I understand it, will all be in Pinedale tomorrow for the second of these two forums. We are going to take a break after closing statements, and then we will get to our state legislature candidates. Attending right now is Albert Summers, Stan Cooper, and Lyle Williams. And with just three of them, it should go fairly quickly to go through the three people who are in attendance. But before the break, let's go ahead and do closing statements, a two-minute closing statement from each candidate. Let's start with Courtney Skinner. Courtney?
Thank you.
Grab the mic.
That is great. As many of you know, this is not my first time of sitting up in the podium and such. And I dug out some of my notes from over the past years. And to put them in a summation and a closing statement was kind of like the last question. As a county commissioner, I will be striving for these items, and they're roughly in their order of importance. Clean air, clean water, develop, use, and protect the waters originating within Sublette County. A unity of purpose, a mineral displacement fund, accountability, economic development, economic diversity, open communication, and science for a changing world, preserving our history and our Western heritage. Increase educational opportunities, transparency, integrity, and experience. Thank you.
Candidate Courtney Skinner. Next with a closing statement, Doug Vickery.
I think I'll borrow Courtney's book. That was pretty good. That was real good. I can't read his writing, though. I think every one of us, from one end to the other, has all of Sublette County's interests best at heart. I don't know what else I could say. You know, I've been here, done that, so to speak. I know most of the folks in the community. I think I have a common sense approach to things. And even though it's a small word, the word no is just going to have to show up. It's easy enough to say yes. Everybody likes yes. I envision it as a youngster on an ice cream cone. Mom says yes. Well, you're happy, but she says no. You're not too excited about that one. No is going to have to be in our vocabulary. It's going to have to come in the form of, do you really need that, or is it just something you want? I can say no. Doesn't bother me at all. I've lived with it a long time. It's easy to say, tough to stand behind. But I think that's what we're going to have to do in the next little while. We're not an unwealthy county by any means. But I think in order to stay that way, we have to start looking, seeing where we can make a few cuts and keep the flow going as we've all become accustomed to. We've become accustomed to a lot, and it's fun. But at some point, the fun slows down, and it's slowing down a little bit now. So let's approach it like we should and say, wow, I probably don't need that this year, but I want it. Tough. You're going to have to wait until we can afford it. Thank you.
Responding was Doug Vickery. Next, Ernie Kawa.
I believe the mic's on.
Okay.
Everybody awake? All right, open government is basically what I'm all about. The more open you are, the better off you are. Back to the county commissioner meetings, you go to a meeting, everybody's huddled around the table, you're not hearing what's going on, you're not seeing what's going on. Open it up. Put in a podium, put in some mics, you got an overhead projector, let's show the people what everybody is looking at, what they're talking about. You can put this stuff in your website. You can go ahead and you can post a video. Why not post a video of the meeting? You can post an audio. You can post the documentation that's been shown. Let's get the people involved, and they can't get involved unless they really know what's going on. And that's what I'm all about. Let's open it up and tell everybody what's going on, show everybody what's going on, and everybody will get involved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Ernie Kawa responding. Our next respondent with a closing statement is Jim Latta.
Thank you all for coming. We're most of us friends here. We have a small county. We all get along, I think, most of the time. This has been a pleasant experience for me, and I would just think it a great privilege to serve as your county commissioner. Thank you.
Responding, Jim Latta. Our next respondent, John Lynn, with his closing statement.
Well, Sublette County is facing a lot of issues right now. We have things happening that aren't secret, but not too many people are interested in all this NEPA stuff. But there are so many forces out there trying to mold and shape what happens here in Sublette County that Sublette County commissioners have to be involved. Whether it's working with the Rock Springs RMP, I mean, granted, it's a county that's next to us, but you can't believe the activities that happen there that are going to affect either our economy or our air or our water or our people. The things that I stand for are fiscal responsibility. We've put $125 million or so plus in the bank since I've been a commissioner. That isn't all my fault, but I was a big part of that. I've defended multiple use just about every year since I've been a commissioner in some way or form or another on these EISs and at the NEPA table. I strongly believe that the Sublette Center has to be built, and it needs to be built with funds that we have saved. I'm for promoting local contractors on county projects. I'm for youth for defending property rights, either at the planning and zoning level or whether it's to the state legislature. I don't have any problem reminding our legislators that 52% of the natural gas revenue for the state of Wyoming comes from Sublette County. I don't have any problem telling the U.S. Forest Service that we need to do a different management on the timber. I don't have any problem telling the BLM that you know, the roads that they've got out there, we need to maintain and keep safe for our companies and us to drive on and to keep them open so that we can hunt and fish there. I'm telling you, I'm the guy that's experienced. I know what's going on, and you don't develop that overnight. I've worked hard at this, and I intend to keep working.
Responding was John Lynn. Our next respondent, Kay Malkowski.
Kay Malkowski here. I'm going to kind of go out on a limb. As John has just said, there's a huge amount of work that goes into this. I think the county would be better served by 5 county commissioners. It's not a commissioner issue. It's a Sublette County issue, and I think it's something that needs to be revisited. As John has just said, we have lots and lots of meetings to attend, and if it's divided up over 5 people, I think we would have a better job of defending Sublette County and its rights. I would like to thank everybody for coming out here tonight. It's been a humbling experience to meet the people and visit with people and ask for somebody's vote to support me, and I appreciate your time and your effort. Thank you.
Responding was Kay Malkowski. Next, Rocky Piernick.
We come right back to the same basic 3 issues facing Sublette County: income, expenditures, and the environment. I have a lifetime of experience in the oil and gas business, in the aviation business, in the dirt business. We built thousands of miles of road to go to an oil or gas well all over the United States. The environment that we've destroyed, we've tried to replace. The water that we've disturbed, we've tried to case away. One of the things that I could bring to the county commission is this multitude of experience and knowledge, where I could explain to any individual that would ask a question, what about fracking? A lot of people don't even know what fracking is. Well, surprisingly, fracking has been around since 1949. It's not new. It's not destroying the environment. In my experience, in the 25 years in oil and gas experience, I never, never breached a surface casing. Not one time. Yet they keep insisting that we're destroying the environment by the use of fracking. So we come back to the same 3 things: taking care of our income and asking questions. Why? Going to our expenditures. Do we really need that? And third, maintaining our environment in a clean and sensible way. We're not going to be here for very much longer, a lot of us, and we better take care of what we leave today. That's why I think I would make a very good county commissioner. Thank you.
Rocky Piernick with his closing statement. Our next closing statement, Paul Rock.
Well, I guess I'm going to go back to my opening statement
and tell you that, you know, I'm not really against anything.
Well, let me rephrase that.
Not really against anything legal, but like I said in the beginning, show me the need for it, and then show me where the money's coming from. If elected, you know, even though I live up in Pinedale, I would have office hours down here in Big Piney Marbleton at some convenient place, some convenient time, so that you can, all of you, any of you can come and visit with me and tell me what your concerns are. I'd like to see an agenda item at the commissioner's meeting, citizens' concerns. Now, the town of Pinedale has this, and I've always greatly liked it, and that's where anybody can come in and hold forth about the concern they may have. Now, often people don't take advantage of it, and you just move on to the next agenda item, but, you know, sometimes 30 people show up, and I'd like to see that. Thank you.
Responding was Paul Rock.
And that wraps it up, right? I think we're done with our county commissioners. Remember, we're going to repeat this forum tomorrow. After a little five-minute break, we're going to hear from our legislative candidates who have been patiently sitting here at their seats waiting for their turn. We are going to take about a five-minute quick break. I'm going to talk with Michael Anderson of the radio audience for a little bit during that break. There's a lot of restrooms way in the back. There's one down this hallway. We'll reconvene here in about 5 minutes. And for those out there listening on the radio, you may want to jump in your car during this break and come out to the location of this forum. It's in the new senior center, the new senior center in Marbleton. It's out on East 1st Street, 429 East 1st Street. And you'd have a chance to actually talk one-on-one with the candidates and get to meet some of these people. We will pick this up again here on KPIN Radio in about 5 minutes. In the meantime, Michael, let's just talk to our radio audience a little bit. If we got our microphones turned up, I think we're just talking now to the radio audience. Michael, what a pleasure here to be able to have you run the audio and not have to be sitting here watching audio levels, controls, and so forth. So, again, Michael Anderson came to Sublette County after researching the entire United States and picking Sublette County as where he wants to raise his family. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, again, my name is Michael Anderson. I own a business, AMP, Anderson Music Productions. And I started this business a couple years ago in Jacksonville, Florida. And I just felt a need to move my family to where like-minded people were. And I found Pinedale, a conservative place, and politically in line with my thinking. And as well, I just wanted to get my children, I have four children ages 10 to 15, I wanted to give them an experience like I had when I grew up in Southern California. And I wanted to give them some elbow room, some experience in the wilderness, hunting skills, all those wonderful things we get to experience here.
Well, tell you what, I get phone calls at the radio station quite frequently. People walk in the door. They're saying, Bob, we need speakers. We need a big sound system. We're having a whatever event it is. And, boy, there's all sorts of events that need microphones, mixer consoles, speakers, and... Yeah, I've got some microphones and a mixer, but I don't have a big amplifier and big speakers. What is the type of services that you do provide here? Michael's company is called AMP, A-M-P, stands for Anderson Music Productions. But let's just let some people know what you could do for them.
Well, one of the things I like to focus on is investing in my own equipment. I don't believe in renting equipment. And I also believe in understanding and being knowledgeable about the equipment that I have. I do offer both DJ services and sound for live performances on stage. So that's one of the things I enjoy most, actually, more than DJing. But I do have lighting as well, DJ lighting, lasers, and LED lighting as well. So if you want something visual as well as auditorily stimulating, I can help you with that.
Well, Michael, I've never seen a candidate forum with so many microphones before. I'm just so glad you were able to set up equipment for KPIN radio today, and thank you for your help.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you, Bob, for inviting me. And I'm again, anytime that I can serve the community, I'll jump at that.
All right, we'll look forward to your help. If you want Michael to do a gig for you or something, here's his phone number. It's 367-2388, 367-2388, or just call KPIN during business hours. We'll give it to you.
Yes, and my prices are reasonable. I don't try to overcharge. I usually take a look at what people are charging and maybe go a little bit lower because I am new to the community and I want to get my foot in the door, so I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael Anderson. Hey, we've got some sponsors here that are making this broadcast possible, and we do want to talk about them. One is James Thomas. Many of you know James Thomas from High Mountain Real Estate, but you may not know that he's the Aflac representative. Oh, now you need to quack like a duck, don't you? Here we go.
Aflac.
There you go. All right, now we've got our duck quacking. Thank you, Michael. Again, a reminder that Aflac is different from just ordinary health insurance. It doesn't replace your health insurance. You want to hang on to that. But you know that when somebody's been into the hospital, it gets expensive just for your day-to-day expenses, airplane travel, getting to and from maybe the hospital you had to go to. Aflac is able to provide you with that extra measure of financial protection. It's affordable. And when you're sick or hurt, Aflac pays cash benefits that you direct to help you and your family with unexpected expenses.
Aflac.
There you go. There's the duck. You've seen it on television. And, again, in town, that's James Thomas of High Mountain Real Estate. If you want to get hold of him to talk about Aflac, he'll certainly explain everything that's available and help steer you in the right direction. Hey, we also want to talk about another sponsor making this broadcast possible, and that is Tree and Lawn Care. Now, Tree and Lawn Care provides treatment for pine beetles, preventative maintenance for trees and shrubs, weed control, lawn and tree fertilizing. And, you know, if you take a look around town, you might have seen some of these trees aren't doing very well. And they can go out and look at those trees, examine them, make some diagnosis on them, and help get those trees back to being healthy again. Let me give you the phone number here. Because anything to do with a tree, that's their specialty is trees. They also, of course, do lawn and lawn services. But here's the number. It's 859-8629.
I think I'm going to give them a call. My lawn looks pretty terrible, too.
I'm sure they can fix it up for you. 859-8629 for more information and to schedule an appointment. And then one more sponsor here making the broadcast possible tonight is No Hassle Auto Glass. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this where you came from, but these people come to you.
That's awesome.
You know, it's kind of a hassle when you have to take your car to the shop and figure out how to get back to wherever you are and then go without and then repeat that to go pick it up. And the nice thing with No Hassle Auto Glass, they have a mobile laboratory. And if it's just a little chip that needs some putty put in the chip, pardon me, I don't know what it's really called, but, you know, goo that'll seal the little chip, or the whole windshield needs to be replaced. No matter what, they can take care of that. Again, they'll come to you and do the work.
It's amazing how lickety-split they do it, too, in no time at all.
Yeah, and right there in your business or home, driveway, wherever you want them to come. They've been in Sublette County for 27 years, and it's basically Laura and Eric Marinzik, and they are good people ready to take care of these type of things. And remember, sometimes rust can develop from a previously installed windshield that wasn't done right. And you might want to have him take a look at that if you've got rust and have him fix things up. Let me give you the number for No Hassle Auto Glass. It is 859-8619. Again, they're in the phone book or call 859-8619 for No Hassle Auto Glass next time you need a little bit of work done. All right. I think we probably need to call the troops back up on the stage here.
Yes, round two. Let's go.
All right, we're going to be talking to the state legislature candidates, and this gets tricky because we used to have the south part of the county, Big Piney, Marbleton, in a different House district than Pinedale. Now we're all together in the same House district, but it's Daniel and Bondurant that is separated into another district. Don Ballew has posted sample ballots on PinedaleOnline.com if you want to look at the sample ballots. Right now she has four of them up,
And if you're in the Bondurant or Daniel area, be sure to click on the one for your political party in that area. The rest of the county can click on the one for most of Sublette County. And with the exception of the precinct committee men and women, which are different in every precinct, and the order that the candidates are on the ballot, because they are different on different precincts, at least it lets you see who's running for what race.
I think they had a lot of good things to say. I enjoy this very much, and I appreciate, again, you inviting me, Bob, and I'm looking forward to hearing from the state legislature.
All right, well, Michael Anderson handling the sound controls. I think we're going to shift gears here and go back on the overhead speakers. If you want to get on your soundboard here, and we'll try to call the meeting back to order.